Smitty, you got a busy weekend, and you're going to pass the baton off to the boys tonight, but you'll get us ready for pregame at 6:30, the kick at 7. It's Edgewood and North Putnam from the Mustang Corral.
Well, we look at things total tonight. Fourth-ranked South will seek perfection to continue, while North and Edgewood look to end losing streaks in the football happenings on a Friday night, week number 6. The 5-0 Panthers of Coach Mo will stop off at one-time winner Terre Haute South tonight. Kickoff will go at 7:30. It's homecomings tonight at Martin Memorial and Mustang Corral. Scott Bless his Cougs wanting to snap a three-game slide against Perry Meridian, who comes in 3-2. North has to get its offense in gear. They were held to just 15 yards rushing in last week's loss to Terre Haute North and no points. Falcons can run the ball and very well, and the Cougar D will have their hands full as well. We wish the Cougars the best. Kickoff for that homecoming clash will be at 7 on the north side. Well, it's a salute to the hometown heroes tonight out in Ellettsville for the Mustangs. Over 70 names of Ellettsville and Edgewood alums serving our country over the years will be read aloud and thanked for all they have done serving our country in the armed services. Edgewood will hope to find points on the board and a zero in the turnover department tonight. They've committed 7 in this two-game slide. Penalties have been an issue as well. John Callahan, Dave Novak have the call starting at 7. Chalk Talk with Jerry Bland from the Corral at 6:30. It's a key WIC East Division game against the North Putnam Cougars, who were 15th ranked in Class 2A. The Cougs only lost to Owen Valley as both teams enter tonight at 1-1. Mentioning Owen Valley and Cascade, they're both 2-0, and they play each other tonight over in Spencer. Patriots coming off its lone loss of the year last week against Northview, so someone will have its first division loss there, and Edgewood wants to keep its divisional hopes alive with a homecoming win tonight in the Corral against North Putnam. Elsewhere, those high-flying T-Birds of Eastern are 5-0. They're home against North Central of Sullivan. T-Birds are up to number 15 in Class A this week. Number 3 Class A Linton should win at home against North Davies, and Brown County should get them a win tonight. They play winless Cloverdale, kickoff at 7 at Daly Hill Field over in Nashville. Elsewhere, Ken Heidinger's 10th-ranked North Tennis Cougars chalked up win number 14, beating Columbus North 4-1 on the road, nearly everything in straight sets, led by sophomore Mac Rogers winning at 1 and 3 singles, with sophomore Paul Zube capturing another win this fall. The doubles teams of Zach Wisen, Jory Schaup, Mick Thompson, and Christian Gettelfinger also won in straight sets. It'll be Seniors Day Saturday. The Cougs are home to Clarksville Providence at 10:30 before they host the sectional next week on the home courts. Mike Hawkins, Edgewood Girls soccer team, they lost to Greencastle 6-0, and they'll play Cascade for the WIC title on Saturday. That's Greencastle. Edgewood's girls will play Sullivan for third place at 1 o'clock. Doug Gould's boys will play at Greencastle also for third place for the WIC boys soccer crown. Will be controlled between Cascade and Sullivan. It'll be decided between those two. The Golden Arrows will host that match at 11. Well, the best out to number 21 Bloomington South, the sectional champs, Conference Indiana champs, Bloomington North and Edgewood's Megan Higgins. The regional Saturday for the girls in golf at Country Oaks over in Montgomery down in Davies County. Top three teams will advance to the state at Prairie View, and it's a strong regional field, 18 teams, and there are 5 other sectional champs, including number 1 Evansville North, and South will have to battle through looking to advance out of the Washington Regional. Sharice Otter won the regional a year ago, and South wound up just 3 shots short of advancing as a team, so that's obviously the goal tomorrow. Sectional medalist Emma Fisher led the Panthers Monday to its first sectional title in 4 years, firing a 71 and the team of 315 out at the Cades. Lauren Lewis, meanwhile, was team medalist for Brian Muehlhaus's crew. And Megan Higgins, by the way, is Edgewood's first regional a qualifier in 11 years. So the best out to that junior from EHS. Otter, by the way, tied for medalist honors over the Country Oaks layup in the Hall of Fame Classic. It was held over that course back in August, firing a 1 over 73. The Cougars were 12th, by the way, last year in the regional. So, as I say, they'll look to advance. Top three teams will move to the state. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, tonight after our game at Edgewood. Scores and highlights from week number six.
Yep, busy times on the high school beat. And what a playoff to decide that sectional, Joe, for the girls' individual winner, Charisse and Emma Fisher. Would chip in for, make a putt for an eagle?
Well,
chip
it was
in
eagle
for
birdie. Yeah,
there you
eagle,
go.
Eagle birdie for Emma. That got it done in two holes.
Well, that's gonna win most playoffs, if not all of them. Speaking of golf, the Tour Championship is in Atlanta. Down to 28 players. Jim Furyk didn't tee it. Louis Oosthuizen withdraws yesterday, but Henrik Stenson was the show. He was 8 under par through 11 holes, finished at 63, 7 under, to lead the way over two shots over Paul Casey, Rory McIlroy. Lurking, Justin Rose, Jason Day, Spieth, all within that race.
Yep.
Four rounds, no cut. The winner probably will take home $10 million on top of $1.45 million as well. So nice day at the track there at East Lake, Bobby Jones' old stomping ground. Giants beat the Redskins last night here on the radio. We do every Thursday night game. Joe, as you know, 32-21. That game was 25-9 when I went to sleep. I woke up and there's 40 more points scored. There's some people that are very happy about that.
Oh,
and there's some people that are very disappointed about that, depending on what side of the ballpark.
That's usually the case.
Speaking of the ballpark, Reds last night, again, rallied to tie the Mets, but for the fourth game in five, it's the seventh inning or later that's killed them. They fall 6-4 to the Metropolitans last night. Kansas City clinches the Central, Joe, but terrible news for the Royals. They got to shut down their closer, Derek Holland.
Saw that.
So they go into the playoffs a little shorthanded, but they're awfully team-orientated. I bet there's not more than a handful of people out there can name more than three guys on the Royals, let alone their pitching staff.
Yeah.
We've got college football on the weekend. TCU, number three Horned Frogs, head to Lubbock to take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. 4 o'clock pregame for that. And obviously, the Colts look to rebound. Noon on Sunday, they head to Tennessee to take on the Titans. When's the last time the Colts lost a divisional game, Joe? That's been the good news in this little run. They don't lose many of those on the road.
And the next three are all divisional, I think.
So that's good. They'll get right back into it.
Yeah.
Rattle off three in a row. They'll be leading the division, and everybody will be moving
that's
back
the shortest,
from the ledge.
Shortest route to the playoffs.
Every year. And
win
you get six
division.
Games, and you get in. You get a playoff game for sure. Denver-Detroit wraps up our football on Sunday. But you're off to Winston-Salem later this afternoon. The Hoosiers have a wonderful opportunity in front of them.
Yeah, no question about it. Just hopefully we'll have the carryover of some good positive things that have been happening. Ball control on offense, a good sound running game with Jordan Howard again. Nate Sudfeld has been dialed in with the receivers, and now Mitchell Page has joined Ricky Jones as a receiver that Wake's going to have to concern themselves about. But over on the defensive side, I'd like to see more of a pass rush, and we'll talk a little about that coming up next half hour. And, the thing about, and we're the homecoming opponent, tomorrow for the Demon Deacons. But that being
said, that's not the first time, Chuck, is it?
No, that's happened a few times, Chuck, in our careers over 40 plus years. But anyway,
that's right.
That being said, you go in and just hush them up quickly and take the crowd out and get some points on the board and have the defense again make these little increments of improvement as the games go by.
The recipe on the road is not a very difficult one. Don't turn the football over. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't commit a lot of penalties, and you should be in the football game because the offense can do it. The offense can do it. All right, Smitty, great job as always. Safe travels. We'll get caught up with you at 8:45 for a pot of coffee number two.
See you then.
One.
Joe, how are you?
Oh, I'm ready to travel and win and
yes.
Win.
I love it. Good attitude.
Get down
win,
there.
Win, win, win.
North
everything.
Carolina. Bring one back. We don't want any barbecue.
I want barbecue. Bring some barbecue, too.
Bring the win back.
More importantly, bring the win.
That's right. And if you want to layer in some barbecue with that, I don't think anybody's going to argue with you. Joe is always checking in with us on Friday and gets us ready for a busy weekend with the high schoolers at 7:45. And, obviously, busy weekend for the Hoosiers. Joe, it's the first road trip for the Cream and Crimson this season. It's always a different game on the road, and Wake Forest will present a different test than what Indiana has seen in their three home games. Tell us all about it.
Well, now the football show indeed goes on the road for a first time this 2015 season. Coach Kevin Sousier is listed as the favorite Saturday down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to beat the 2-1 Demon Deacons of Wake Forest. Good. Now let's prove it and fly back home to Bloomington Saturday night 4-0. Allow the improving defense Saturday to continue to make progress and set the tone early. Hopefully the Hoosier D can add to its +5 takes list with a few more to give Nate Sudfeld and crew time to do its thing, control the ball like it did last week with an experienced offensive line that flat dominated. But Saturday is a different type of team. It is against an ACC team that certainly doesn't want to lose its homecoming. Jordan Howard leads all of the NCAA rushers going into this ball game, and he has been electric in his Hoosier starts to date. The offense had its best day moving the sticks, 8-for-12 in third down conversions. That, Howard, the offensive line, the passing game just wore down Western Kentucky. But now another challenge Wake Forest. And tomorrow brings the next step in the maturity and confidence levels, not to mention with success, could be 4-0, which would be Indiana's best start to a season in 25 years. The defense, with its turnovers, have resulted in 41 points by the offense. It has to, take its next step with a solid pass rush. Quarterback pressure, sacks have been few to date, but BB&T Field tomorrow is as good a spot as any to boost that up. 12:30 kickoff for the ACC Network fellows. Saturday for the Hoosiers, hopefully the goal, 4-0. And let's go play football and bring back a victory. Field hockey opening up, well, a five-game homestand with 16th-ranked Iowa, number 14 Northwestern this weekend. The Hoosiers won only one Big Ten game a year ago, so the Hoosier women under Amanda Janney are looking to get off to a good start against the Hawks and the Cats. That Sunday game with Northwestern, by the way, goes at noon. Elsewhere, we're mentioning winning the volleyball crew of Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan. They're in the state of Michigan this weekend, Michigan State tonight, and Michigan on Saturday night. The Hoosiers have won 7 in a row. The Hoosier women's soccer squad of Amy Burberry, they play at Wisconsin and Minnesota this weekend. 0-0-2, time for a win there for the women. The men, by the way, play Sunday at Northwestern. Lynn Loring's Hoosier tennis queens, they'll be out on the varsity courts all weekend long on a beautiful weather weekend through Sunday, hosting the Hoosier Classic, and Mike Mayer's Hoosier golfers on the road again. The Wyndon Memorial, again, a great collegiate field assembling for the start of play on Sunday, running through Monday up in Glencoe, Illinois. Well, a couple of homecomings of note, and I misspoke. Earlier I said North's game with Perry Meridians at 7:30. It goes at 7 tonight, so make note of that for the homecoming clash, and we wish the best to the Maroon and Gold. Edgewood's homecoming at 7 o'clock tonight. Hometown heroes will also be honored as well. North Putnam in town, John Callahan, Dave Novak, with the action starting at 7 o'clock. Chalk Talk, Jerry Bland at 6:30, and the unbeaten 4th-ranked South Panthers at Terre Haute South. Don't forget the golf regionals tomorrow down at Country Oaks in Montgomery. The best out to Bloomington South and North as teams, and Megan Higgins as an individual. Gosh, the first Edgewood Lady Linkster to make the regional field in 11 years. Also to be decided this weekend, the Conference Indiana Championships in both boys and girls soccer unfolding this weekend. The fellows will play at South and the girls Conference Indiana tournament out at Karst Farm. And the boys tennis team of the Cougars, their final regular season match heading into hosting the sectional next week. Ken Heidinger's crew winning on the road last night, 4-1 at Columbus North. They'll host Clarksville Providence at 10:30 tomorrow.
And a busy, busy weekend for everything, which means we have a very, very busy Monday program for you as well, Joe. Hopefully we're talking about Indiana, 4-0, first road win. Hopefully we're talking about Indiana hosting College Game Day coming up next Saturday. That's in the mix, not in the works. There's a difference there. It's going to take some good stuff on the football field to help the off-the-field stuff happen as well. And we'll have hopefully conference champions or sectional, regional champions to talk about as well. So busy times and all that. We had football on the airwaves last night, as we do every Thursday. Giants beat the Washington Redskins last night in MetLife Stadium. They get off the schneid. They're now 1-2, are the Giants. We've got college football Saturday, TCU and Texas Tech just after 4 o'clock, so take us wherever you'd like to go on Saturday. And the Colts and Titans get things started on Sunday. Noon pregame with Bob Lamy and the Colts Veteran Radio Network, and that will take us right into Sunday night football. Denver at Detroit, so it's always a busy college weekend, a busy pro weekend, and the high schoolers always doing their part to add to it as well. Reds lost last night. Their bullpen fell apart. Yes, they did. They made a nice comeback, Joe, to tie the game up in the sixth. And then they give up runs in the seventh and the eighth for the, I believe that's the fourth time in their last five. They've gotten to the seventh, either tied or leading, and they've not had a good. That's not the rookies, Joe. The rookies are starting these games, not finishing them off. What else do we need to get caught up on? The golf, the Tour Championships down in Atlanta. Henrik Stenson has a two-shot lead over Paul Casey after one round. They'll play all four rounds, just 28 of them, to determine this year's Tour Champion. $10 million prize, no cut. And the big hitters of McIlroy and Spieth and Day are all hovering around that lead as well. Yeah. So be an exciting weekend. We wish you safe travels.
Alrighty.
We hope you bring home some Demon Deacons. Play a little Steely Dan, whatever it takes to do that. And we'll get caught up with you Monday morning.
Be a busy Monday.
Sure
be
will.
A busy Monday. Hopefully a beneficial one.
Exactly. Well, we'll get we can dream a little bit. But go out there and win a football game, and that'll make dreaming a little bit easier. That is. Coach Wilson said it best. Fill the stadium, win football games. Until we start doing that on a regular basis.
Winning cures a lot.
Sure does. All right, buddy. Safe trip, and we'll talk to you Monday.
All righty, my friend.